The University of Louisiana Monroe celebrated a groundbreaking ceremony for Sandal Hall Tuesday. The three-story building is set for a nearly $18 million renovation. Built in 1963, Sandal became the university's library. When the new library was built in 1999, Sandal housed the university's bookstore, the Museum of Natural History, and some office space. ULM President Nick Bruno says the hall is being completely renovated to be a versatile complex along one of the university's main corridors.
By combining the departments here, a student can come to one area, get everything taken care of at once, and go on about their business. It also allows us to have a classroom space and some of our executive offices together that allows a lot of the interactions that we can to develop a stronger synergy.
Sandal's new floor plan will house admissions, scholarships, financial aid, and other student-oriented services. It will also contain administrative offices, multimedia classrooms, and new studios for KEDM Public Radio and KXUL. Bruno says everyone associated with the project is excited to see it get underway.
It's been a 12-year process, and it's just exciting. It's got the whole campus fired up because of the potential this building can do for the university.
The project was developed in 2002. State Senator Neil Reiser, who heads the Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee, says votes finally tilted for state funding of the renovation to come through this session.
Most of the time in the past, it's quite obviously we've been outvoted, where the money goes to the South. But we've done well this time, and now that we've had the right members and be able to put it in the budget, now we're able to finish and do it.
Bill Land Architecture and Brett Construction are leading in the renovation. Bruno says a tentative completion date is set for spring of 2016.